Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. And 20 years ago today, Spike Lee's basketball film, He Got Game, opened in movie theaters across the country.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game.
The movie starred Ray Allen, the now NBA legend Ray Allen, as Jesus Shuttleworth, the number one high school basketball prospect in America. Jesus has a fraught relationship with his father, recently out of prison, played by Denzel Washington.
Why in the hell did you name me Jesus anyway? What type of name is that?
Jesus!
It's a biblical name.
No kidding.
I pray that you understand why I pushed you. I was the one who put the ball in your crib.
I ain't no baby no more.
Well, now, 20 years after the release of He Got Game, we have a new trailer that imagines a sequel, She Got Game.
There has been a second coming of Jesus, Shuttlesworth. 20 years to the date, Lincoln High School has once again produced the most sought-after high school basketball prospect. Coney Island, known for its high crime rates and rampant drug use, Faith Mothershed has overcome the odds.
This is your moment.
The short film, commissioned by Bleacher Report, stars Jewel Lloyd as Faith Mothershed as she decides what to do with her own future. Play at a top university, stay close to home to be with her sick mom, or go overseas and go pro and make some big money to help out her family. I sat down with Jewel Lloyd, who in real life is a guard for the Seattle Storm of the WNBA, and also Vashti Kola, who directed the short film.
I think for me, He Got Game plays a special part in my life, especially just growing up, you know, loving film, loving New York City. But, you know, I'm not from the athletic world whatsoever. But for me, Spike Lee was a major inspiration for me in my filmmaking journey. And, you know, the movie itself had such like a cultural impact in so many different ways. And, you know, when the project was brought to me, it just sounded so spectacular. I mean, this idea that we would be telling a similar story, but based from a female point of view. And I think that in 2018, it's sort of like this really wonderful place that we're at, where we're sort of like, we're on this journey where, you know, women are evolving, but also the world itself is evolving. And so we're realizing that a lot of these stories, while they were male dominated like 20 years ago, now it's like, this is a story that can actually impact women, or it is a woman's story also. So I think that there were so many layers to that, and it really inspired me.
Now, it's pretty clear from watching this, Jewel, that the basketball part is easy for you, and I think it better be. I mean, you're dribbling, you're shooting, incredible. Fans already know you for that. There's a little bit of acting in this as well. Does not come naturally to every professional athlete.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, the basketball stuff, I was like, all right, like, I should be able to make some shots, or, you know,
act somewhat athletic.
Definitely, the acting is just different. I took some acting classes before going out to New York. It was good. It was different. You know, you kind of have to be a little vulnerable, which I'm totally fine with. But I think I did pretty well. I mean, you cast Vash. I mean,
yeah,
she really helped
me, so. She did an excellent job.
Now, Vashti, you mentioned that your way into this was sort of a love of film, love of Spike Lee, not necessarily a love of sports growing up. But aside from He Got Game, I mean, do you have any favorite sports movies, or did they speak to you when you were a young kid watching film before you were a film professional?
They definitely spoke to me. I mean, you know, He Got Game was something that was special because, again, it was so cultural. It was definitely more than just about the sport and about being an athlete. It was a story about this kid who grew up in the hood. I grew up in the hood. And, you know, I was involved with sports culture, not as an athlete per se, but like, I love dressing in basketball sneakers, and dressing is sort of athletic. So for me, you know, the fashion, the music, and the culture of it all really appealed to me, as well as the filmmaking.
Now, Jewel, what about you? Did you watch sports movies as a kid? Did any of them hit home with you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Space Jam. I mean, how can you not be? It kind of hits every dimension, and I think that's kind of where I started watching and was like, man, like, I could play basketball too. Like, I could do that too.
You could be like
Mike. And
then
obviously watching. Yeah, exactly, right? And then get the, you know, special drink, right?
Now, that being said, most sports movies, and not all, but most sports movies don't have young women and girls as the star. There are a couple of exceptions. But, you know, if you grew up in the 90s and the aughts and you were watching sports movies, or even some of the old classics, you know, Hoosiers, whatever, you're usually watching boys.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, I mean, really the only one is Love and Basketball, right? And it has to have romance in it, right? But it's very rare. So I think that's why this is so special, because it is based on a female's view. And it I mean, our whole cast was all really female. So I think that's really cool and makes it really special.
Yeah, our crew was an all-female crew, which was, there's a different energy when I think you're working with all women as a woman. So it was really beautiful.
You know, at the same time, Vashti, this trailer, even though it's short, portrays Faith, young player, going through many of the same pressures that a young player would go through, especially a player from a poor neighborhood, maybe, but is not really conscious of the fact that Faith is a young woman. She's just a young athlete with a lot of pressures and professional prospects in front of her.
Right. I feel like there's so many ways you could tell a story about a young female athlete. And interestingly enough, while we were shooting and even reading the script, I never even considered that there isn't this area that we needed to touch on about her being a young woman. And so I think that that sort of, maybe that speaks to where we are in 2018, that sometimes, you know, there are stories that are quite universal. You know, it doesn't matter if the hero is a man or a woman. It's sort of like the story is a story that can touch everyone.
Jewel, did you see any of yourself in this little character sketch? There are some clips of you playing ball as a girl, probably in high school, and pretty much crossing everybody up. I get that part. did you see any of yourself in Faith's story?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I actually went through kind of this whole story on my own. I made a big decision my junior year to leave early, which has never been done before, then go pro. So I ended up going to Notre Dame, actually, and then I went there for 3 years. And I got to a point where I was like, I really want to go pro. I know it's a big decision of leaving school and not graduating and then having my parents, you know, be like, man, like, you should really stay in school. But then making the big decision by myself to be like, this is what I want to do. You know, if I want to get to the next level, I want to play against some of the best people in the world. So I made a decision to leave after my junior year of college. I ended up getting drafted and now I'm here in Seattle. But I mean, it's tough. I mean, you're still a kid. I was, you know, 18, 19 years old trying to make a big decision, right? There's so many things that could go wrong. And that's kind of what Faith kind of goes through too. Like, do I make a decision based off my situation with my mom or do I make a decision based off what I want in my life? So it kind of correlates with everything that went on with me.
Well, Vashti, we're going to go, you know, this short little film, this trailer, you can see it. It has the outlines of a feature length film. It touches all the parts as though you had done it in the proper order, not reverse engineered it. Mm-hmm. So you know this question's coming. When's the full length script? When's the 2-hour film?
Oh, well, you know, that's something that I'll be discussing with Bleacher Report, I'm sure. And shout out to them because this is like such a brilliant idea. And, you know, I think that this just leaves it open for, you know, if not us and Bleach Report or, you know, like other people to inspire them to tell a story that's a female hero and it's a story that everyone can relate to.
Vashti Kola, director of She Got Game from Bleacher Report. Vashti, it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. You guys can check it out at bleacherreport.com.
Also, Jewel Lloyd, guard with the Seattle Storm and star of that short film. Jewel, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Go Storm.
I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I've got to beware. It's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.